10.3 State Cases Short Form. The difference between long form citations and short form is basically the short form only includes the unofficial publication as opposed to the official and unofficial. The reason for that is that an unofficial is the only one that exists. The state may not, some states don't publish official versions of their opinions. They don't have the official publications at all, or maybe they've just stopped publishing them. For instance, in Colorado in 1981, I believe, the state stopped publishing their official opinions. Before 1981, there are official reports, but after 1981, they don't exist anymore. So you have kind of an interesting situation in Colorado. If you're citing a case previous to 1981, you'll cite both the official and unofficial. You'll have a long-form citation. But if you're citing a case from 1981 and more recent, you'll only cite the unofficial, which is the Pacific Reporter. By the way, isn't that strange that Colorado is in the Pacific region? That doesn't seem to make a lot of sense, right? Why would Colorado be in the Pacific? Why would Tennessee be in the Southwest? Why would South Dakota be in the Northwest? They seem to have been having a few too many scotches that night when they drew up this map, I think. But the answer is that this map was drawn up back around the time right after, I believe, the Civil War. And that's when Tennessee was in the southwestern United States. South Dakota was considered the Northwest. And they basically drew a line down the middle of the country, around the Rocky Mountains, and everything to the left of that was the Pacific region. And then, for good measure, they threw in Oklahoma and Kansas as part of that. Excuse me, Kansas. Oklahoma's in the southwest, I believe. Well, let's check our chart here. We've got a chart in, yes, Oklahoma's, I'm sorry, Oklahoma is in the Pacific. So they added Oklahoma and Kansas, and everything else is in the, everything else on the, from the Rocky Mountains westward is in the Pacific region, including Alaska and Hawaii. By the way, in the current volume, that's page 146, so you may want to take a look at that diagram. But this map was made up then, and there's really no way to redo this, but now the Pacific region is by far and away the largest reporter. It's got a huge amount of states and now much more population. When it started, it had more Indians in the in those states and territories than it had American citizens, so that should tell you something about the historical aspect of this system. Now, for short-form citations, all we do is provide a reference to the unofficial, and on this website you can see the example of Smith versus Jones with the Pacific Reporter, P period 2D, and then the problem is that when we only have the year in parentheses, we can't tell what court decided the case. So remember, we have to tell who, what, when, and where, who the parties were, what court decided the case, when it was decided, and obviously where we can locate the opinion. So what court decided the case, we can't tell in the short form unless we add the court abbreviation in parentheses. If you look at the citation sheet at a glance that you have in the back of your manual, or it's also printed within the textbook, the main pages of the textbook, you'll notice that it has multiple columns, and one of the columns has to do with state court abbreviations. So you're going to want to look under that column for the court abbreviation. Sometimes it's the same abbreviation as the publication, like COLO period. Would be the abbreviation if we had an official reports, the Colorado reports, or if we have an abbreviation in parentheses for the Colorado Supreme Court. But even though they're the same abbreviation, COLO period, they mean totally different things depending on where they're found. If that abbreviation has a volume and page number associated with it, like 21 COLO period 513, that means volume 21 of the Colorado Reports, a publication, page 513. That's a book. That is a book. Now, that book happens to contain cases from the Colorado Supreme Court, but it is a publication, and that's important to remember. In parentheses, if we have that same abbreviation, COLO period, no longer stands for the Colorado Reports. It stands for the Colorado Supreme Court. It sounds like it's being nitpicky, but it's not. That's an important distinction, and it will help you in understanding citation structure. So when you look in parentheses and you see COLO, don't think Colorado Reports. No, think Colorado Supreme Court. And when you see an abbreviation with a volume and publication surrounding it, volume and page number surrounding the abbreviation, that's not to be read as volume 21 of the Colorado Supreme Court. That's volume 21 of the Colorado Reports. It is a physical publication and not a court. On this page, we have the viewpoint, which will help you to visualize the structure of state short form citations. We have the citation labs that will help you create one on your own, and then another demonstration for state citation construction, as well as the answers to the exercises that you have in the textbook.